I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, August 17, 2020, 9:01 a.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 460129 through 460180, warrants 7453 through 7455. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, August 10th, 2020, and executive session minutes for August 10th, 2020.
Commissioner White, did you go over those?
I did. I didn't have available the tape to reference a couple of things, but I find no fault, I don't suppose.
Okay. Move to approve regular session minutes for August 10th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 10th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll, noting that the election payroll has been certified by the county auditor and the county clerk to the accounts payable. Move to approve payroll with that.
Second with discussion.
We got a second with discussion.
Was there something you wanted to go over in this thing?
On the payroll?
No, accounts payable. Is the questions that we had in the election stuff, is that part of payroll or part of accounts payable?
Let me look at the note. It's been last week since I've looked at that.
There is no note. That's why I said there is no note. Unless it's down here.
No, it's not accounts payable. It's with payroll.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Accounts payable wants to note that what was paid was certified by the county clerk and the county auditor because they had to redo it five times, I think.
Oh, so all the changes were made?
That's the way I understood. When I left, that's the last I got was the fifth certification. I mean,
Due to the fact that there was several changes, I was asked to do an audit of those. I did an audit, verified the numbers, and got any differences or changes was notified or notated to make it correct and verified by my office.
Yes. Yeah. I've not seen the fifth revision, but I understood that the note I got was that they were corrected and certified.
Yes, okay. It was corrected and shown that everything was consistent.
We're good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personal property add-on report, June and July 2020.
Move to accept and enter to the record the June and July 2020 add-on report as presented by the county clerk.
Commissioner Williams, would you look at the heading on of that report?
Are you wanting me to add abatements?
Actually, there are abatements in there. And the report says abatements and add-on.
Move to amend my motion to include prepaid abatements with the title.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. court orders.
Is this just the one that we tabled last week?
There's no additional. Ended, yes.
There's no additional ones.
I hope it's proper. I wanted to just make a note. That's not prepaid abatements. That's personal property abatements. They've not been paid yet. That we just approved.
Label this Exhibit A with today's date of, is that 17th?
It is.
Sheila, was your questions answered?
Yes, it's up to the assessor to make that determination if there's any others in the county and so forth. We got quite a bit of documentation back, and it's how the assessor investigates and decides it.
And he's already, for 2019 or 2020, you've already, for 2020, you've already changed it?
Correct. The DOE did that for us.
Okay.
I would like to see that documentation if I might.
Oh, sure. I think it's, you can, what I got from the state, and it's up to the commission on what from the attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated 8/17/2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you.
Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission First Supplemental to Salt Use Agreement Number 20-084, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated August 14, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the First Supplemental Agreement as to form, and this is to extend the term of the Salt Use Agreement to September 1, 2020 to August 31, 2022.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
Just for transparency, you might want to mention what that agreement does.
Devin, do you mind?
Yeah, that agreement is for MoDOT. Due to the distance they have to travel for to reload salt, they have to go from Bradleyville all the way down into Theodosia, and that cuts the distance quite a bit for them to load at our facility at Hilda. And we do have a form that they fill out that keeps track of the tonnage that they load, and they reimburse us that amount back. It just helps give better service to the people on that end of the county.
Thank you.
Move to approve the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission First Supplemental Agreement by and between Taney County and Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion of the Recycle Center.
When Scott is going to put it up on the screen, a PowerPoint of some things we've been working on.
Thank you. go, Devin?
Yeah, go ahead.
So for the county commission, we did a little, I did a little PowerPoint. Denzel and Devin and I went and met at the transfer station and looked at their your old building, which is this structure right here. Of course, the new one's here and the scale house is here. This is that 50-foot platted easement road right away. We'll look at the building layout here in a second, but he's going to propose putting a cardboard storage shed here. If we could cut some of this bank back or these salt trailers or salt vehicles to go in the back of the dump trucks. To do a loading dock to back the semi trailers in to load the recyclables, put a gate here. And then I zoomed out to show where Buchanan and this outer road meet, to just kind of show a flow of traffic. You'll be turning in just before you go into the transfer station.
Scott, Scott, right there, you turn in actually at the same spot as the transfer station, do you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the road widens there, and there's asphalt because of the new out scales, or the new in scales are to the east of the new scale house. And you just turn a little quicker than you would if you went straight into the transfer station. So this depicts the long horizontal balers. They take up 28 feet by the time they spit the baler out. And then it's wide enough that you could put four vertical balers on the back. Of course, we have the pit here.
On the left-hand side of that would still allow enough room to do the tires.
And then just a pictometry view of the front. So here's a step back from looking at Branson's setup. Here's our hardboard baler. There's a little bit of a hidden vertical baler that does aluminum here. Here's a plastic vertical baler, horizontal baler, I'm sorry. And then you have your natural plastic and paper back here. As you can see, this is a Monette Recycle Center, showing how these are the drop-off windows. They just have a little trash can in front where people drop off plastic bags. And this is a cardboard.